Blackstone Audio presents Real Good Man, Book 1 of The Real Duet by Meghan March, read for you by Elena Wolfe and Sebastian York. 1. Banner. It's not like I sent him a pic of my amazing rack or something, so there's no need to get your granny panties in a twist, Frau Francis. My neighbor from across the hall, who I guess is older than the gates of hell, covers her ears and closes her eyes like a toddler. Oh, that's really mature. Here I am trying to inject some color into your black-and-white silent movie-like old lady existence, and you're going to ignore me? Nice. Really nice. In all honesty, I don't give a damn that Myrna Francis doesn't want to hear about this texting-but-not-sexting relationship I have going on, because I've gotten to the point that I have to tell someone. My best friend is AWOL, and therefore I'm left with little choice but to spill here. Actually, that's a lie. I would have tortured Myrna with it anyway, just to get this very reaction out of her. I consider it my good deed of the day. Without my daily doses of color, she might die of boredom. Our apartments each take up half of the next to the top floor in our Manhattan building, and while I leave every day no matter what, even if it's just to replenish my vodka supply or go to work, she rarely makes it past the sidewalk into the outside world. Myrna drops her hands from her ears and opens her eyes. The wrinkles around her mouth deepen when she scowls at me. Why are you still here? And why won't you give me back my key, damn it? Because your daughter asked me to check on you 5 years ago, and for some reason that I can't explain, I really enjoy that arching thing you do with your eyebrow when you pretend to be shocked by things I'm saying. Very maleficent of you. You can admit it. You watch the movie in practice, don't you? Myrna's frown deepens to villainous levels at the mention of her daughter. Ungrateful child. Never comes to visit. Too busy with her superficial life to even remember the woman who gave birth to her. This isn't the first time she's said it, or even the 20th time. Yep, she's really superficial, what with being a member of Congress and all. I'm sure she slept her way to the top. Ouch, Myrna is especially pissed today. I play along with her anyway, because at least this way I know she's getting her heart rate up. Being pissed off is about as close to cardio as she gets. You know, I'll have to check. Chances are she really did. With every man, woman, and tranny in her congressional district, she's going to need surgery to tighten up that cooch of hers. Get out! Myrna's tone has crossed into screech territory. But I can see she's fighting a smile. The old bat will eventually admit she loves how much I bother her. Eventually. Not until you open your present. Our exchange of ridiculousness isn't going to be over until Myrna sees what I brought for her. I haven't given her a heart attack yet with one of my gifts, so I'm pretty sure she's not going to kick the bucket today. Mumbling something to herself about the world going to hell if I'm an example of the quality of the generation left in charge, she tears open the pink paper, not noticing the even fainter pink penises on it, much to my disappointment, and flips the lid off the box. What in the hell is this? She lifts the black and silver silicone phallus out of the box. You told me to eat a bag of dicks last time. Good use of Urban Dictionary, by the way, so I brought you a big black cock. It even vibrates. I swear, that thing can even get you off. I'm not sure how to describe the sound that croaks from her old lady lips, but it turns into a shrill battle cry as she hurls the gorgeous faux phallus toward me. Jordana, Myrna's dog, bounds off her pink princess cushion and pounces in the direction of the vibrator. Are you trying to kill me with that thing? Myrna recoils as the dick rolls harmlessly across the floor, as the Chinese crested hairless dog, clad in a green and pink argyle sweater, sniffs at it. Quite frankly, I'm impressed that the battery compartment didn't burst open. Good to know it's durable. I rise from the torture device Myrna calls a chair, as Jordana gives the cock a lick. Jordana, don't you dare! Banner! Get it away from her, she'll choke on a dick! That would be a sad way to go for Ms. Jordy. My words are sincere. Well, they are through my laughter. I grab the vibrator off the floor before the dog can sink her toothless gums into the silicone and toss it back onto Myrna's lap,